The noise and the tumult, the din and the thunder, the clamour and the outcry, the shock of shields and the smiting of spears and the loud striking of swords, the clashing of helmets, the clamour of breastplates, the friction of the weapons and the vehemence of the feats of arms, the streaming of ropes, the rattle of wheels, the trampling of the horses' hooves and the creaking of the chariots and the loud voices of heroes and warriors. This is a Celtic description of battle. We can imagine the British, ancient Britons, fighting the Romans as they arrived in the London area in AD 43. This much we know from history. But when did they found London? Was it founded before AD 43, or was it founded immediately after AD 43? And what was the situation? This is one of the issues that archaeology has been struggling to identify in the 20th and the 21st century. I'm Kevin Flood, and on my London Walks virtual walk on the 17th of January, which is Sunday at 6:30, and repeated again in March or April, I am giving my exposition about how London was founded and what London was like in the Roman period. So we'll be looking at the archaeology and the historical evidence, but also I'm trying to give an idea of what life felt like to live in a Roman provincial town by use of quotations from not only Roman but also Celtic or Welsh sources. We will look at letters like Rufus, son of Catalaunus, sends greetings to Epicilius and all his fellows. I believe you know that I am well. If you have made the list, well, please send it. Do look after everything carefully and make sure you turn that girl into cash. What is interesting about this letter found in Roman London is that Rufus is a Roman name, meaning redhead. Cassivellaunus is a Celtic name, so there's a Roman son of a Celt, and they're sending greetings to Epicilius, which is a Greek name. So you can see this inscription gives us an idea of the multicultural aspects of Roman London and the fact that it was changing from a Celtic tradition into a Romanized tradition. What about that girl? What was that about? Well, the answer is we don't know. But in another inscription found in Roman London, it says, Vegetus, assistant slave of Matanus, the slave of the August Emperor, has brought the girl Fortunata by nationality of Diocletian for 600 denarii. She is warranted healthy and not liable to run away. She is from France, Reims in France, obviously a slave for sale, and she's been sold, which is amazing, by the assistant slave of the divine emperor. I'm also trying to get at the more social things like cookery. This is from Plautus, The Plot of Gold. And I imagine an ancient Briton feeling this way about the highly spiced Roman food. So let's read the quote. I don't season a dinner the way other cooks do, who serve you up whole pickled meadows in their patina, men who make cows their messmates, who thrust herbs at you and then proceed to season herbs with other herbs. They put in coriander, fennel, garlic, and Norse parsley. They serve up sorrel, cabbage, beet, and spinach, and pounding wicked mustard, which makes the pounder's eyes water before they're finished. Or we could look at the recipe for fish without fish. This is something that looks like a fish, tastes like a fish, but isn't a fish. And we can look at the rules of patronage in Roman civilization using the words of Martial. Now I'm no longer a paid client guest. Why should I put up with your second best menu when you invite me out? You take choice oysters fattened in the Lucrine Lake when I suck whelks and cut my lips. You dine on mushrooms. I'm given fungus fit for swine. Turbot for you, for me, brill. You enjoy a splendid plump-assed turtle dove and I toy with a magpie that die caged. Why, Ponticus, do we eat with you when you don't eat with us? The dole's abolished. Good. But what's the point unless our meat's carved from the same joint? Or we can go for a walk with Ovid, and he'll tell us to prepare ourselves, but don't torture your hair though with curling irons. Don't punish your legs into smoothness. Leave that for Mother Sibley's votaries. It's a great quote, So we're interspersing between the archaeology, we're going to look at what it was like to live in a Roman city. So come and join me on January the 17th, Sunday at 6:30. You can book via Eventbrite or more easily from, of course, the wonderful London Walks website. And just type in London Walks and you'll get to it. So I look forward to seeing you then. And my name's Kevin Flood. Thank you very, very much.